Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. My guest is Jamie Manson, Executive Director of Catholics for Choice. What are the immediate steps that Catholics for Choice is taking in preparing for a possible reversal of Roe?
What we are doing is creating a whole curriculum for how to speak to Catholics about abortion. The problem is this issue is so taboo in our church. There are no inroads for this conversation in a parish, even in a Catholic university. Even a liberal Jesuit Catholic university will not talk about abortion. And so we need to create those spaces to have those conversations. And we want to have the resources and the materials Catholics need to make their own moral decisions and discernments about how they feel about abortion. Mm-hmm. And so that for us is step one, is encountering Catholics who don't necessarily feel they're pro-choice or pro-life because it is a morally complex issue, and honoring that place for them and giving them the information they need and creating the space for those deeper conversations to really change the narrative around abortion. Because one in four abortion patients in this country is Catholic. Catholics in the pews are having abortions, and our leaders are treating it like murder. So there's a profound spiritual violence going on too, a real pastoral crisis around abortion happening as well in our church.
Far-right quasi-religious outfits like the Family Research Council are firing up their obedient followers against companies like Starbucks for offering workers support in reproductive care. Killing Roe isn't enough for these people. They're ready to block all of the exits. What kind of faith-inspired organizing and preparation is happening in the pro-choice networks that you work with?
So what we are trying to do is create a very robust coalition of religious leaders of all denominations, Protestant denominations, Muslims, Jews, everyone, to really embolden the faith voice to say, we support abortion rights because of our faith, not in spite of it, and to not cede our faith to the right wing, this right wing that you're talking about. We believe we have the moral high ground here. And we have the moral credibility, because this is a profound issue of social justice. This is an issue of human dignity. And the fact is, we are fighting a right-wing religious force. And so people of faith have to rise up and say, you will not do this in the name of our faith. Mm-hmm. And so we're really bolstering our faith-based coalitions to get together and become very loud and very proud about our support for abortion access.
Jamie, how can Americans support those who will be most severely affected by this likely loss of reproductive rights in half of the states?
Yeah, well, they can start by voting, I think. We're a 501c3, so I have to leave it there. But I think that's an important thing, is to make your convictions heard at the polls. And that's the one way to say that this is not where we want to see our country going. Again, we do not want to see religious overreach by radical right-wing religious forces. This is not our country. And I think we have to be really loud about that. I think we can support abortion funds, which are the people who are doing the actual provision of abortion care. If Roe falls, 12 states immediately will have total bans. There's another, 16 or more states that will have similar bans and restrictions that are going to be quite severe. And people will need to be able to travel. They'll need to be able to have care if they need later term abortions, to be clear. But also, with medical technology, you now can do your own self-managed abortion with pills. Mm-hmm. And so in the first 10 to 12 weeks. And so I think opening up networks to get these medications into the hands of women and other pregnant people will be essential. So I think that what we're trying to do as faith-based groups is create a new network. There was before Roe a clergy consultation service that in which faith leaders helped women get abortion care when it was illegal. And I think that we're going to try to recreate that to meet this particular moment And so I think to, you know, keep an ear to the ground about the way in which faith-based groups are organizing to provide that direct service would be something to listen to.
Tell our listeners how they can follow the work of Catholics for Choice and how they can support that work.
Great. Yes. So the easiest way to follow us is certainly take a look at our website, catholicsforchoice.org. And for more live, up-to-the-minute updates, certainly our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram, and our TikTok, which is very popular for the younger younger listeners, are great ways to learn about our work. I think that one thing Catholics for Choice is trying to do is really distinguish ourselves in this movement to say, you know, honoring that this is a morally complex issue for people of faith. And that there's nothing wrong with that. And that is not stigma. And that I think one of the reasons we're here is that there wasn't enough honoring of that in the pro-choice movement. Yeah. And to make space for dialogue, make space for people to ask questions without, you know, being immediately challenged or you know, having their good faith challenged, I think is important. So we really want to engage with people who are not sure how they feel, who are in a process of moral discernment. Certainly, we have a lot of Catholics coming to us who feel a certain moral obligation to talk about this because they see their church. You know, this is the fruits of a long battle, a long game played by our church and Catholic forces. So I think that's really important. So we're next month going to start releasing materials to help Catholics and other people of faith have deeper conversations about this, give them the information they need to do their own moral discernment and come to their own convictions.
Jamie Manson is Executive Director of Catholics for Choice, which has been promoting access to abortion in a Catholic context since 1973. Jamie, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Oh, it was a delight. Thank you for inviting me. We really are in this together, preserving this narrative of people of faith in this country.
We need to take one last break, and then the numbers on reproductive rights from Pew Research. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, brought to you by Interfaith Alliance. I'm Welton Gaddy.